Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks for listening to the Dusty and Cam podcast, brought to you on the fan by your local Les Schwab Tire Center, doing the right thing since 1952.
This is Dusty and Cam in the Morning with Dusty Hera and NFL veteran Cam Cleland.
I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me.
On 1080.
I'm the best ever.
The Fan.
55305. That is the Fan text line. Happy Tuesday. It's snowing. It's snowing. Watch out now. Roads are going to be dicey today, but we're here to help you sit through the traffic. What are you looking at?
No, I was looking at the snow, the little snowflakes.
It's like a flurry, like a little. Is that what you'd call a flurry?
We need a professional meteorologist on the show to give us the vernacular.
I read that the National Weather Service said if you can try to get out of work early today because traffic is going to be a boondoggle.
Oh,
so there's that for you.
Okay.
I hope traffic isn't too bad heading in.
Well, we're done at 9.
Mm-hmm. We way to rub it into everybody out there. Yes, we are.
Yesterday
I wouldn't have been able to make it into work if we came yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because Highway 26 westbound was closed.
Down.
Yeah, at the time that we usually drive into work.
We're so well prepared here in Portland for weather issues, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Multiple thumbs down.
No, but. As it were, we press on.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of good feedback on this. We're talking about LeBron James being told to shut up and dribble. And you know what I like and I appreciate about our listeners?
What is it?
Is that we aren't getting the shut up and dribble, you have no place for it. On both sides of this conversation, we're actually getting intelligent feedback from them, you know, and it from our listeners. And it is, I don't have to agree with LeBron James. But, you know, there's people that say it on the right side. And yeah. LeBron James may be on the left, but it's okay for LeBron to say it. If, you know, you have guys like, I don't know, Clint Eastwood in the film industry who's voicing the other side. Mm-hmm. There are balances on this scale, and it's okay for everybody to have a voice. You just don't have to agree with it, you know? And I think that...
Do you think someday we see an ex...
It has been intelligent super, conversation.
Yeah, see someday, and we can move this conversation later. Someday we see an ex-superstar athlete become our president. You know, we've seen entertainers from Ronald Reagan.
I mean,
we've seen now.
Well,
we get
Donald
to see
Trump,
that.
Yeah.
I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger was the governor of California.
The governor. Well, Steve Largent was a senator in Oklahoma.
Very much so. I mean, and then, how far away are we as a country to be able to see a former superstar? And when I mean superstar athlete, I mean somebody like a LeBron James. Somebody like a Michael Jordan who'd be willing to step up in that office. I know we're talking about stars, elite stars at their craft, football, Tom Brady, whoever it is. Could it be anybody that wants to run for office? I mean, at that point in time, you really have to love politics. But would it be that far off that we'd ever see a superstar athlete do that? Or a superstar coach?
Well, we've seen Steve Largent. We've seen Heath Shuler. He was a senator.
Mm-hmm.
But... Yeah, you're talking like superstar and you're talking running for president. I don't think it's that far out of the question when we see entertainers, actors go into politics afterwards. I do think it is only a matter of time.
There's too much crossover now. I'm not going to say it's enough, but there is no, it's a melting pot. It's a mesh now of politics.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't, I know if you take a political science major at school, you could consider yourself, I'm going into politics, but you don't need to anymore. Just get on the dang internet.
Yeah.
It's safe to say.
Twitter.
You watch one side or the next.
Yeah.
Now I'm an expert.
Okay. We will have some of your feedback as the show goes on, but as they say, the show must go on. It is 7:08 on the Fan.
What's hot?
Smokin'.
What's hot and why is it cool?
They're cool because they're hot.
Hot and cool with Dusty and Cam. Your morning dose of positivity ripped from the headlines.
Great story. Compelling and rich.
Brought to you on the fan by Area Heating and Cooling. With more than 30 trucks in Portland and Vancouver, you won't have to wait on Area.
You're
hot.
You know what got just as much heat as LeBron James and Shut Up and Dribble?
What, me telling people to put their snow tires off?
Yeah, you know what? You are catching some heat for telling people to take the snow tires off last week.
I'm anti-studded snow tires in the lowlands.
Yeah.
Because it destroys our roads. Makes more potholes. I'm anti.
All right.
I'm anti.
All right, Cam.
Because they're too lazy to take them off when the snow melts.
Shut up and talk sports, okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right?
Okay.
You know what got people just as upset in the sports world, not political world, over the weekend is Commissioner Adam Silver at All-Star Weekend saying that he is thinking of saying Eastern Conference, Western Conference, adios, amigos. We are going to a 1-16 tournament style seeding of the NBA, and they've already gotten rid of divisions. Let's get rid of the Eastern and Western Conference, and let's do this thing straight up tourney style. Nah. That got people fired up over the weekend.
Nobody likes change. I'm a creature of habit. Although I like a little bit of change, I like progressive thinking. I like things in sports to not be so simple. There needs to be a little complication. Ruffle the feathers. This one does not sit well with me. I'm not saying I would ever change back to it. This is a reaction by Adam Silver to try to get ahead of what the NBA is going to do and what LeBron James is going to do. Because when LeBron James goes to the Western Conference, the Eastern Conference became the most wasteful watching of the NBA.
Yeah.
This will be Adam Silver's choice to go, oh my gosh, how do we make this entire league relevant now that all our superstars are on the West?
Yeah, you talk about an imbalance of power that we've had between the West and the East. The East has been improving over the last handful of years, but it's still light years behind the Western Conference. And if LeBron James leaves Cleveland and goes LA.
Yeah.
Okay. If he goes to Houston, what does that balance of power look like then? And what he said, which is what I agree with, is you want to have the best two teams in the finals. Because if LeBron James played for the Houston Rockets, the Western Conference finals between the Golden State Warriors and the Houston Rockets would be the NBA Finals. Mm-hmm. And everybody would know those are the two best teams in the NBA, and it's not even close. He's planting the seed. I agree with you that he is planting the seed right now to say, in the event that LeBron James leaves, we need to have a system in place that people have digested and thought about so it's not a surprise on them. That shows that we will have the two best teams playing for the NBA title.
Would you agree immediately to make this change? And I think that if basketball's going to make a change, Adam Silver is willing to do it. He is the best commissioner in sports right now. He's the most beloved by the players because they get along. They have the most growth. Basketball is finding a way to work with their labor, ownership, and management. Cohesive units working together, willing to say, okay, let's make changes. Adam Silver said, we have to change the All-Star game. Mm-hmm. They changed it. Win-win. If you change this, and everybody knows that you said it, if Houston and Golden State, when they do, if they do, and barring any injury, play in the Western Conference Finals, unless LeBron does something else, that will be it.
We know it. It's a foregone conclusion.
That will be the most exciting part. And so what does it do to change from 1-16? Well, it makes all the teams and saves those great matchups for later. We hope. You say that as you hope it would do that. But nobody wants a Houston-San Antonio final.
I'm going...
That would be terrible for TV.
No, that would not.
That would alienate 90% of the country.
But don't we want the two best teams to play in it? I mean, in to take it from this, in basketball, we have the East Coast and West Coast. But the Subway Series, Yankees-Mets, World Series, did that alienate the whole country?
No.
Did if we had a bay, the Bay Bridge, if we had the BART series between the A's and the Giants, you know, if you have, you know,
baseball does it right LA because teams, they have AL and NL. They're not geographically separated.
See,
have 16, we have 15 and 15. They balance up very well.
See, if
they understand that,
if that were to happen there, but the NBA if you had those two teams, it would take some time for people to get used to. But then we'd sit there and we'd go, you would get used to saying, no, these are just the two best teams. What would it look like right now? Are you for it or against it? 55305. There is one thing, and I know that I say this all the time. I love America. I love it so much. But there's one thing that we could adopt from the Euros. And that's what's hot and cool on the Fan. It's brought to you by Area Heating and Cooling with more than 30 trucks in Portland and Vancouver. You won't have to wait on Area, your local train comfort specialist. It's hard to stop a train. The NBA 1 through 16, what it would look like, and would you get on board? Dustin Cam on the Fan.
This is Dusty and Cam in the Morning on 1080 The Fan.
All right, 55305, the fan text line. Adam Silver, commissioner of the NBA, said, you know what? We may just do away with Eastern and Western Conference altogether and just seed the playoffs 1 through 16. Would you be for it or against it? And I stand on this hill, and I will die on this hill if it comes to it.
All right.
American sports maybe would be smart to adopt one thing from European sports. The Premier League does not have divisions, right? They just have one set of standings. They go 1 through 20, right? And everybody plays each other. At the end of it, you sit there and you go, they don't have an Eastern or Western Conference. You just know, because you want to see Man City or Manchester United playing in the championship, right? You want to see the best teams play. They have gotten used to it, and it's all a chase for one thing. We have just been conditioned in the United States to have an Eastern Conference or a Western Conference, an AFC or an NFC, an American League or a National League. I think the only sport that truly needs it is football, where you can't play every team in the league because guys would die if they played 31 games, right?
Do it.
So they have to have divisions. They have to have conferences. Baseball, do they need it? No, we're just used to it, though, and I don't think baseball needs to change it, by the way. But the NBA is probably the sport which is most adaptable to it, because you can have such disparities between the two best teams from the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference. So if Adam Silver just said, screw it, we're getting rid of the East and the West, we're going to play a balanced schedule where you play every single team in the NBA three times, say, and then we go ahead and we seed our playoffs from there, I think that fans would embrace it, and it would be effective with getting the two best teams at the end of the year in the playoffs.
It sounds good. I mean, you know, I just don't want to have that, the proximities and the traveling, and then there's quite a bit of logistics in our country, considering how far players have to travel and how teams have to go around this country. And I think that's probably a little bit of both. And you put players on East Coast, Southern trips for long periods of time to be able to do it. I don't know if the games would get worse or it would stay better. I like things to change sometimes in sports because we get stuck in ruts. And maybe the NBA could be one to get out of this rut.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to see everybody on the Western Conference win everything.
Yeah.
That's going to happen this year because the Western Conference is going to control a lot of I don't know if LeBron James and his new crew are going to be good enough to knock off the Warriors or even Houston at this point. I think Houston does have a shot at the Warriors.
Yeah.
They do. But in if in the future we get to see the best teams play each other based on a seeding, I think I'd be okay with it the more I think about it.
Yeah.
How would it affect the league, though? That's the other thing.
And what Adam Silver alluded to was the fact that you could still have the top eight teams from the East and the top eight teams from the West. But I think that you should go one step further and you could just get rid of the Eastern Western Conference, because the bottom of the East is where it gets like really bad, you know? I mean, and it could flip. It could flip eventually to being the Western Conference is the one that is behind the eight ball and the East is more dominant. But if you were to have like a theory of you just take the top 16 teams in the NBA right now, I think it would help teams like Portland tremendously. Because right now, if the playoffs started today, the Portland Trail Blazers would be playing the Golden State Warriors in the Western Conference playoffs. Mm-hmm. Do the Blazers have a better shot of beating the Golden State Warriors, or if it was 1 through 16, they'd be playing the Boston Celtics. Like, the Boston Celtics would probably win that series, but it would be far more competitive if Portland was playing Boston rather than if they were playing the Warriors. And I think that you would have better matchups throughout the course of the postseason that you could look at and say, all right, we have teams that are battle-tested all the way through, whereas Golden State, if they have to go through a gauntlet of Western Conference teams, whereas in the East, you'd be sitting there looking, LeBron has always been fresh for the finals, you know?
This, to me, you need a dominant team. You need LeBron James to stay in the East. If he does move West, this is a move to protect the NBA's brand by Adam Silver to not let the East become insignificant. That's what it is. Michael Jordan was the greatest in the West, and you had, even at that time, in there's nobody in the Western Conference who could stop him in the East. There wasn't. There was nobody. How many different teams tried to stop him? Nobody could do it.
Nobody.
Nope. Salt Lake couldn't do it. Portland couldn't do it. Seattle couldn't do it.
Yeah.
L.A. couldn't do it. Phoenix couldn't do it. Houston did it, but it was 45 and a 25 game Michael Jordan that came back late.
Number 45.
Yeah, that's it.
That's not real Michael Jordan.
No, that's not real Michael Jordan. But we're now asking LeBron James if he comes out West, which what are the chances? You 50-50? What does everybody think? Mm-hmm. Where there's smoke, there's fire. He's got a nice house in Brentwood?
Yeah, he lives in OJ's old neighborhood. Yeah,
I guess that's a nice neighborhood.
I don't know. I mean, never mind. I was going to go down a dark road there. This text that says, it makes sense, but to what point? It's not like the 10th or 11th best team in the West would have a chance. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. And I think that it is broke to the point of what you're talking about, where if you sit there and you go clean sailing for an Eastern Conference team all the way through the finals and they're healthy, whereas, you know, imagine if LeBron goes and he plays for the Lakers. That team automatically becomes good. Right. And I'm just throwing that out there. That team becomes an NBA Finals contender. Then you would have, theoretically, the Golden State Warriors would have to go through LeBron in the Lakers and the Houston Rockets with James Harden, CP3, to get to the NBA Finals. Whereas insert team from the East just has a cakewalk all the way through. They're not challenged until the NBA Finals. I think that's where a problem
sounds
starts
like what
to
LeBron James does every single year.
Yes.
For now 8 years in a row.
That is true. That is very true.
Not challenged.
Yeah. This text says East and West was set up originally to reduce travel, but now it's not hard to travel, so they need to get out of the dark ages.
Is it hard to travel for NBA players? No.
They don't
fly commercial.
Yeah, no, they fly private. And the way that the league has set up the schedules now, no 4 games in 5 nights on the road. Mm-hmm. They're limiting back-to-backs. The season has been elongated to make it easier on the players to play in those games.
I hear the planes are pretty nice.
Yes, they are.
I hear they're comfortable. I hear that you can bring your entourage on planes.
They are not staying in a Motel 6 either.
No, they're not staying there.
But in Oklahoma City, you do have to stay in a haunted hotel.
Or ones with bed bugs.
Which is no joke. And both of those instances in Oklahoma City.
In Oklahoma City. And both, no surprises.
But there is this to it. What do you take to this point? Just don't do it because LeBron has a decision to make. That cat is only going to play 3 or 4 more years. And I think it would be good beyond that.
Forever.
Well, yeah, he may have 8 more years left. But I think long-term even, this would be a good move because of the fact that we would adjust and we would get used to it.
Oh, yeah.
And it would ultimately become our norm. You don't like change.
I don't know.
Should we change this?
No, I don't. I'm a fan of the best teams playing each other. I don't want to see that eliminated early. Sometimes we get it in football where the NFC Championship game is the championship game like it was this year, and this was a good win, there's a good matchup. This would be good for basketball. I'd be okay with it.
Yeah.
Just, I don't want to hear enough of the players complaining about traveling too much when they're paid those kind of money. Man, you fly in a super jet, and don't worry about that.
One thing that would suck, though, is if, I mean, we wouldn't necessarily have
Back the Concorde.
Lakers, Celtics. Whoa.
Get there faster.
Lakers, Celtics, NBA Finals as collision courses. But what we would have is if the Lakers and the Celtics are the two best teams in the NBA, they'd get there. Yeah. I don't think it would hurt the rivalries as much as people think they are. It would. 55305, that is the fan text line. Major League Baseball made some sweeping changes. And unlike Adam Silver, who's tinkering with this idea and lobbing it out to the Players Association, MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred said, I don't need the players. I'm just going to make this change myself. Here's Joe with SportsCenter.
This is Dusty and Cam in the Morning on 1080 The Fan.
You know, we've got very serious commercial breaks in here when things are going on. And you just turned me on to somebody that that may be one of the most cruel but funny things I've ever seen. Is you were watching, what's the guy's name on Instagram? You don't know? There's a guy on Instagram.
If I'm giving free pub here.
Well, it's hilarious it's what he's doing.
El Rey del Clorodio.
I don't know what that means.
I hope that I didn't swear in Spanish.
Nah, it's okay. I've done it on here before. Remember when Shea Serrano came on and I ended up swearing as part of his introduction that he wanted? But you were showing me the video. The dude goes around.
Oh, it was bad.
And it's got
funny.
He starts picking fights with people and then he rips their heads off.
There was an actress. There's a person. They're playing. It's one of those sketches that somebody videos and somebody's got a fake head, but then they keep their head in the top. He throws a blanket over the top and rips the head off, and then the person drops their head underneath and becomes like a headless person, and the people freak out.
You know, it is amazing to
see.
On
the bus, at a park bench, and it's pretty funny.
It's amazing to see what people will do in fight or flight situations.
And you freak out.
You know? Yeah. It's like when something really goes wrong, how a person reacts to it. Because some people just run the other way. Some people will try to jump into action like an old woman tried to hit the guy over the head with the purse.
Swing and a miss.
Meanwhile, this like buff dude on the bus ended up cowering and like freezing up, full body convulsions. And those videos are funny because of the reactions that people have. It's also very mean to do that to people.
There's a few things in life that you'd like to do. Remember the remember the clown scare with all the clowns?
That's just wrong.
The clown, remember the guys, the videos of the dudes with the clown crap and the people would come out and in the
that's
parking,
not funny at
the
all.
Parking garage and he'd be hitting the head.
See,
and
it's
it'd
not
be
even
exploding
funny.
And people would be freaking out. And then some guys just went and attacked him.
Yeah, but that's...
You'd get yourself literally killed.
Scary clowns, there's nothing funny about scary clowns.
No, there's nothing... You're not a clown guy.
I hate clowns.
You haven't seen It yet, Pennywise?
Yes, I have. Oh, I've seen It.
The new one or the old one?
Old one, of course.
Yeah, the new one.
Yeah, no.
I've yet to see the new one.
I haven't seen the new one either, but is your wife like my wife? My wife hates clowns.
She didn't hate clowns.
No, hates scary movies, period.
Yeah, we're not a big scary movie family. I made the mistake of talking about Freddy Krueger the other day in the car with the kids. Had a little trouble going to sleep with the daughter.
She's like 9.
She's going to be 8. She's going to be 9. She's going to be 9 in May. A little scared of the Freddy story about how he was in the boiler room and they burned him and he can only get you in this sleep. She goes, I can't sleep now. Dad, you know I'm 8.
Hold on. What are Cleveland car rides like? Usually it's like
Nightmare on My Street came up in my rotator on my iPod.
Oh, all right, there
and
we go.
And that's DJ Jazzy Jeff.
All right.
And the Fresh Prince, Nightmare on My Street came up.
Yes.
And they, Dad, what is this song about? It's like, oh, it's Fresh Prince. It's
that
Nightmare on My Street.
That makes sense.
And then I had to explain who Freddy Krueger was because he had the, you know, his gargly voice. And
okay, that makes sense. I just thought that, like, you were bringing up
scary
movies
on
the way
home. No, I
wouldn't
dare do that, but I had to explain it. And then all of a sudden the car just got dead silent. No pun intended there.
Well...
So, yeah, pranks on kids is wonderful. There's nothing better than scaring your children. Very good. It's fun. It's fun.
Right.
I may or may not have a Chucky doll just hide in the house occasionally.
That is terrifying, but I'm with you on that.
Right.
No problems with that. Rob Manfred, he made some sweeping changes in Major League Baseball over the weekend. Under the new CBA, that this has players really upset. They slid in, Major League Baseball did, that Rob Manfred has the ability to unilaterally make rule changes in baseball That includes speeding up the game. And one thing that Rob Manfred was very high on and has talked about for a while is instituting a 20-second pitch clock in baseball. He's done it in the minor leagues. They actually have had great success with it in the minor leagues. Games are being played faster. And the thought was that Manfred could come over the top and just change the rule before and institute these pitch clocks before the season started. Well, Manfred opted not to do that, but he has made a change to the rules and pace of play, and it is limiting mound visits to 6 per game. This is an interesting rule because it's not just including coaches heading to the mound. It is players, so catchers going up and talking to the pitchers, mm-hmm. but even to infielders. You know, when the shortstop comes up and starts talking to the pitcher,
yeah.
that is included as a mound visit, and you only get 6 per game now in Major League Baseball. Do you think that this is really going to speed the game up?
No, I think I think if you're a catcher, you keep having your signals crossed, you need to change something. Usually the catchers come out because they want to change their signals depending on, and stall tactics mm-hmm. are part of how the middle infielders come in and have a chat. You could have somebody signaling, hey, go have a talk. We need a little break. We got to decide which pitch is going to, it's very strategic. Baseball is slow. It's never going to be fast sport. I mean, for gosh sakes, the World Series games are 4.5 hours, almost 5 hours. But it was great in the World Series, not in the regular season.
And that is where I think this is going to be a great rule for regular season baseball. Yeah. It will make an impact in the postseason, though. If you think about how many mound visits there were in the World Series, it was because these pitchers were just getting shellacked left and right.
Well, you're Yu Darvish, you're tipping your pitches.
But it was a lot of it was to change up signs. So like Brian McCann, the catcher for the Astros, was going out continually and it was grinding the game to a halt. Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting that you say that because cross up signs, there is a provision in there that says you can get additional mound visits if you're getting crossed up signals, but it needs to be approved by the umpire.
I can fix this.
What?
I can fix this.
What?
This signal thing.
Okay.
You need to put CIA earpieces in baseball players and just have fastball outside.
Well, the catcher.
And have your frequency.
But what if your catcher calls
the catcher has it. He can do it.
Well, then the batter could hear.
Just come on. Stay with me. Don't go into the semantics. This is the fun part of the show.
Well, the batter could hear.
You went straight semantics. Not if it's inside your earpiece. Well, not if he has a little finger.
I went semantics because it's a dumb rule.
No,
hitter could hear.
Okay, I'll change that then. What if he has a tiny little Morse code tapper on his side of his hip?
Now we're talking.
And signals to his guy via Morse code.
Now we're talking.
And he hears the beeps in his head, and then it translates into, I don't know.
Now we're talking.
I'm just trying to think of the way. The sign thing, baseball forever, we're going to be stealing signs. Mm-hmm. As long as signs are out there, there are people that are going to steal them.
Yes.
And in changing, if this speeds up the game for baseball and only 6, and not everybody's a fan of it, a lot of veterans aren't going to be fans of it. Olds, baseball people are not going to be fans. But why?
I don't know.
One solid reason why.
They're saying it'll affect the way the game is played.
Will it create more hits?
It's supposed to.
More hits.
It actually may create more offense.
Good.
Which will lead to longer games. But
guys are throwing 107 miles an hour. Guys, I don't need more strikeouts.
That's true.
I need more hits.
No, I think that this is a good rule that Major League Baseball is instituting because in all reality, should you have to have that many mound visits in a game? A lot of it is to play in, you know, old-time players have said it. You know, catchers, they'll say, we'll do it to kind of break up a guy's rhythm sometimes.
I know exactly what they're doing.
And they do that quite often in games, which is you sit there and you go, all right, well, that is a reason why you take it out.
And batters used to do the same thing. They'd step out of the box, adjust the gloves. Now, if you get a strike, you got to keep 1 foot in the box. I don't know. All these rules were meant to play. Baseball is a very mental mind game sport.
Mm-hmm.
Take the mental mind games out of it. It's already tough enough.
I think that this is the first step in what I think will lead to a pitch clock. Because you hear what minor league players say who have to play with the pitch clock. They say, you notice it at first, but then it takes you about a month.
Yeah.
And after a month,
comes routine.
You're fine. And 20 seconds becomes the norm. And we're seeing it in Major League Baseball as these guys have gotten used to it. A lot of the guys that get called up, they actually work quicker on the mound and because they're used to that 20-second pitch clock. So it may just kind of roll over once these guys get to the bigs and once the old age guys kind of cycle their way out, which I hope it does. because I want to see a faster game of baseball being played. But I think the guys that complain about it, get off my porch.
Oh, really?
Go.
Did you hear who did it?
Verlander. He always complains. The dude's a whiner. I'm okay to admit that.
Okay, all right. I was going to say, if
what? Everybody's favorite team. Like, it's okay to not like it. Like, Justin Verlander?
No, man. You support no matter what.
No, you don't. Justin Verlander is awesome when he's on the mound. Dude deals. But it's okay to call him a whiny little baby because
he's got
a
lot of complaints.
He's always been that way.
A lot.
Yeah.
Oh, is he? I don't know if he's always been that way because I haven't followed him enough. Maybe it's because now he's a World Series champion.
He's a really good pitcher.
Yeah, he's a good pitcher.
He's a really good pitcher, but he's not afraid to go and spout off about what he doesn't like, which I can appreciate, but if I don't agree with it, I don't have to agree with it.
All right.
Yeah, Verlander is complaining about it, though. Shocker. Tim Tebow, where may he be? And the collusion talk might be put to bed in baseball. Dustin Cam on the Fan.
This is Dusty and Cam in the Morning on 1080 The Fan.
All right, we have some NFL notes to talk about next hour. We also have the Blazers making headlines over All-Star Weekend, what they did to deserve those headlines, we will discuss. But right now, we got some baseball leftovers to talk about. Tim Tebow coming to a major league stadium near you. Some are projecting that Tim Tebow could be a September call-up this year for the New York Mets. After Sandy Alderson, the GM, said, I think Tebow projects to be a big leaguer someday.
Someday, not September 2018.
Well, you know, they do say he will probably start at AA this year after hitting a sultry 226.
It's not bad.
Last year. No, it's not. It's better than Michael Jordan.
Yeah, it is.
So,
how much chances are we giving Tim Tebow realistically? Now, I've looked at, fought a lot of his movements, and I looked at some of his swings last year compared to what he's changed this year while working with Daniel Murphy, who's probably made the biggest significant change in his swing is just the extension he gets. But this isn't about the...
Oh, you're breaking down his...
No, this isn't about the semantics of his swing. Is this guy's a powerful athlete. He's trimmed down again this year. Mm-hmm. He has a lot of things going for him. Mm-hmm. He works his butt off. Mm-hmm. So will this be a guy that really can make it to the next level? Is this realistic or is this just publicity stunt by the Mets to sell tickets and marketing, exactly what it is? What is it fair to say both? Why would a general manager have to say that? To sell tickets to the Mets?
Well, because they don't want to make it seem like they're taking up a spot in their minor league system just to sell tickets at the minor league level.
But that's what they're doing.
That is what they're doing. But you don't want to sit there and have agents out there thinking, you know, and guys thinking Mets aren't a legit organization. They're taking up a roster spot at AA because they just want to fill seats, although that's what they are doing.
What happens when he does do this?
When he does do what?
When he's, let's say he hits 25 bombs and hits 320.
That'd be great. Well, then, hey, you know what? Everybody would say, you know what? Sandy Alderson was right, and he does deserve a spot in Major League.
And if he's wrong and he just sells some tickets at AA, does it hurt?
No.
Is he taking spot away from somebody? This conversation. He's taking spots away from a few guys that have better swings, more talented, and because they're not Tim Tebow, they don't belong.
But isn't it
a business?
If you make it, you'll make it.
Isn't it a business?
Yes.
True?
Yeah.
So we're in the entertainment business of sports. So I understand why a business would want to have Tim Tebow.
Yeah. If you are sitting there and thinking, though, that, you know, he's going to be on the roster this year, where in the heck would he play? Their outfield goes Yennis Cespedes, Michael Conforto, Jay Bruce. Their infield, Todd Frazier. They've got Ahmed Rosario at short, and he's not going to be playing short. Ezrubel Cabrera at second, and Adrian Gonzalez at first. Like, there's nowhere for Tim Tebow to play in the major leagues. Mm-hmm. So, like, this is like a far-fetched idea. It will be a minor league grab. And you know what? More power to Tim Tebow.
But I want to see this. I want to see him.
In the bigs?
I do. I want him to earn it. I want to see him succeed.
I do, too. That'd be cool to see him succeed. And obviously, it would be a great story. But it's such a long road. And, I mean, if the Mets are, like, 30 games out of first or 15 games out of first in September, and they're not going to make the postseason, You probably still could see Tim Tebow because that's the only way they're going to get butts in the seats in a big league stadium in September.
It'd be interesting.
Yeah, it would. It would.
I've seen some really bad players play in Major League Baseball. I've seen a catcher for the Mariners hit really, really bad. I've seen the Valley.
Which ones?
Good point. Well, Dan Wilson, Dave Valley. I mean, I think that there's been a few players that we've seen hit very, very bad.
Yeah.
And continue to be successful, not just catchers, but successful Major League Baseball players.
You want to know why the Mets are doing it? Because of this text right there. Tebow is the only name I just recognized.
Oh, please.
Well, no. But the Mets are doing it because of the casual fan, the guy who doesn't know who any of those people are, doesn't know that Michael Conforto, Oregon State grad.
I mean, they have Thor on their pitching staff.
Is one of the best center fielders in the National League. Mm-hmm. You know, Conforto's, when he's healthy. I should say when he's healthy.
And when he's not driving 18 cars.
No, that's Cespedes.
I'm sorry, that's Cespedes that has his car show during spring training.
Yes, that is true. Collusion is done in baseball, too. Red Sox made a jump.
They did.
J.D. Martinez.
Gave him a lot of money.
Well.
Gave him a get-out-of-jail-free card, too.
Wait, what?
Gave him a no-trade clause, too.
Oh, good.
He is free as an option as his last year so he can get out.
5 years, $110 million.
45 bombs last year. For the Arizona Cardinals, you can't re-sign a guy, or is he just, I'm out of here, too much money, not worth it for Arizona? And good on the Boston Red Sox to say, oh, not so fast, my friend, Yankees. Mm-hmm. You think you're just going to sign all the big timers? No. We're going to bring in some power.
AL East got a little bit more competitive. Oh, the funny thing is that Hosmer signed his mega deal with the Padres over late last week and over the weekend. And then J.D. Martinez signs with the Red Sox. Those are like the two big names in free agency this year. Those deals were reported like 2 months ago. Like those deals were reported in December and talking about J.D. Martinez and Eric Hosmer in their massive offers from the Padres and the Red Sox. Like, that's why I never quite bought the collusion deal. It's just that there wasn't a market for big free agents because you have a lot of teams that are not going to be competitive this year. There just wasn't a lot of teams that were offering money. But the money has been there. It's been there on the table for 2 months, and they didn't take it.
So if the offers have been there on the table for 2 months, what was holding these guys out? Was it the agents or was it the player?
No, they thought that there were going to be three or four teams that are going to be offering that. But really, the market is just so small for teams wanting to compete this year that, you know, a lot of outfields are set.
You mean to tell me that Kansas City wasn't interested in Hosmer at all, bringing him back? That San Diego.
They were.
Just not for that dollar figure.
Because they're a stingy franchise.
Are they stingy or is San... Well, it's not like San Diego's going to roll out the Brinks truck, but I was very surprised that they rolled it out for this guy because they're trying to tank too. And how are you going to stop tanking in Major League Baseball? All these teams are doing 16 of them all trying to do it the analytics way.
The Padres just don't know what they want to be. They don't know if they want to be a bad team or they want to be a good team. I mean, they have no earthly idea. So they're kind of stuck in no man's land, and good luck with Eric Hosmer. He's going to make you just good enough not to be a great
He's still
team.
A very good first good baseman. Team.
He's a really good first baseman. And bye-bye, Will Myers.
Who?
Yeah, Will Myers. No. All right. How the Blazers got good pub and stole some headlines over the weekend, All-Star weekend. Plus, it's a big day in the NFL. Dusty and Cam on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.